Anchorage resident and U.S. ski team member Holly Brooks is in the middle of her World Cup season, and she just made her second Olympic team. 4 years ago, Brooks had just started pursuing her long-shot Olympic dream. Now, as she prepares for Sochi, she's in a very different position with several years of international experience behind her. APRN's Annie Feit has this look at her unusual route to becoming an Olympian.
On a frigid November day at Hatcher Pass, Holly Brooks glides up to a start line.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go!
This race is just a practice with her Alaska Pacific University teammates. It's a chance for Brooks to test her skills before heading to Europe for the busy World Cup season. Then it will be on to Sochi for the Olympics in February. Brooks is now a seasoned member of the U.S. ski team, but a little more than 4 years ago, she was on the sidelines. On July 4th, 2009, that all changed.
It was actually this really awkward and odd epiphany.
Brooks was competing in Mount Marathon in Seward. She was safely in the lead when she collapsed a few tantalizing blocks from the finish line with extreme dehydration. On a hospital bed covered in dirt and bloody, she couldn't stop thinking about the thrill of the competition.
And just how close I came to winning. It's like it flipped the switch in my mind and my body. And I was laying in the emergency room and I said to myself, I didn't tell anyone, I want to go to the Olympics.
It was an improbable goal. At the time, Brooks was 27, at least a decade older than most cross-country skiers who set their sights on the Olympics. Brooks had done well in the Tour of Anchorage and the Birkebeiner ski race in Wisconsin, but had zero international experience. The games in Vancouver were just 7 months away.
You know, there were a lot of people that told me, oh, with your background, you can never do this, or you're too old, the U.S. ski team will never nominate you. You know, you're past your prime.
But Brooks believed she had a shot, and so did many of the athletes she coached.
I knew Holly was fast.
Don Herring skied for Brooks in high school and in college. He says when the team was training, Coach Brooks was always right there with them.
And it's not like she would stand there on the side of the trail and tell you where to go. She would go ski with you the whole time, and if you did a hard interval set, she might do the whole thing with you. And then, you know, you go home and rest, and meanwhile, Holly has another session to do, and I would assume she did the same thing with them, too.
Brooks pursued her dream with reckless abandon, as she puts it, and it paid off. In 2010, she eked her way onto the Olympic squad. 4 years later, she has a shot at a relay medal in Sochi. Looking back, Brooks says she can't exactly recommend her unusual path to other skiers, but she says her background gives her something many of her younger competitors lack, perspective.
I think everyone has desire, everyone has motivation, but I've done a lot of other things in my life, and I'm really happy to be doing this here and now. And, you know, I am the oldest one on the team. I know that I don't have 10 more years in my career, so there's a certain amount of, I hesitate to call it urgency, but I'm really excited for what's to come.
Let's go, Holly!
Back at Hatcher Pass, Brooks is rounding the last corner of the race course, eyeing the finish line.
Up, 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 up!
This race may just be for practice, but Brooks doesn't hold anything back. She wins by 3 seconds and finishes exhausted, but with a huge smile on her face. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.